Good morning, traders. Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Thursday, January 15th, 2026. I'm seeing green on the screens this morning. Are the bulls finally stepping back into the arena?
They certainly are. We are looking at a rebound play today. Futures are pointing to a higher open across the board. The S&P and NASDAQ are trying to shake off those two consecutive days of retreating. The mood has definitely shifted overnight.
It feels like a weight has been lifted. What is the main driver here? Is it the geopolitical situation cooling down?
That is the headline story, absolutely. President Trump is holding off on strikes against Iran, and reports suggest Iran has stopped targeting protesters. That de-escalation is huge for sentiment. Consequently, we are seeing oil prices moving sharply lower this morning. The risk premium is coming out of the energy market, which is giving equities some breathing room to rally.
That makes sense. Less fear, more buying. But let's talk about the engine room of this market, tech. I see chipmakers are having a party in the pre-market. What sparked that?
Two words. Taiwan Semi, TSM. They dropped a monster earnings report. They beat expectations, but the real juice was the guidance. They are talking about a capital budget between $52 and $56 billion. That is massive.
$56 billion? That is a lot of infrastructure.
It is all driven by AI demand. They basically said demand is insatiable. The stock is up over 6% pre-market, and it is lifting the whole boat. Applied Materials, Lam Research, KLA Corp. They are all gapping up. If you are trading semis today, this is your catalyst.
Love to see that strength. Now, shifting gears to Wall Street itself. We have a barrage of bank earnings this morning. How did the big boys fare?
It is a mixed bag on revenue, but strong on the bottom line. Goldman Sachs beat EPS expectations by over $2. They missed a bit on revenue, but they hiked their dividend to $4.50 a share. That shows confidence. Morgan Stanley also beat EPS estimates. BlackRock is up nearly 2% after beating on both top and bottom lines. So the financials are holding up well.
And I noticed credit card stocks are stabilizing too.
Right. They took a hit recently after the president mentioned that 10% interest rate cap. But they are finding their footing and bouncing back a bit today.
Okay. So we have geopolitical relief and strong earnings. What about the economic data? We have a data dump at 8:30 a.m., right?
We do. Traders need to keep an eye on the initial jobless claims. Expected around 210,000. We also get the Philly Fed Index and the Empire State Manufacturing Survey. The Fed is watching this labor data like a hawk, so any big surprise there could shake things up right at the bell.
Got it. Let's look at the technical picture. We have been in a bit of a tight range on the indices. What are the key levels you are watching on the SPY and QQQ?
On the SPY, we are looking at support right around 692.50. We need to hold that to keep this rebound alive. Resistance is at 693.30. If we break that, we could see a nice run. For the Qs, support is sitting at 624.50. The internal breadth is looking cautiously bullish. We have got about 380 stocks showing buying signals versus 210 selling. So the undercurrent is positive.
Cautiously bullish. I like it. So for the active traders listening, where is the smart money going today? Give us some sectors or setups.
With that TSM news, you have to look at semiconductors. Specifically, keep an eye on Applied Materials, ticker AMAT, for an anticipation play. The capital expenditure news directly benefits them. Also, aerospace is showing relative strength. Transdim, ticker TDG, is setting up for a continuation move. On the flip side, be careful with energy today. With oil dropping on the geopolitical news, we might see some profit taking there.
Excellent insights. So game plan. Watch the semis for momentum, keep an eye on that 8:30 data, and don't chase the open if it gaps too hard.
Exactly. Let the dust settle after the bell. The bias is to the upside, but discipline is key. Watch those support levels on the SPY.
All right, folks, that is a wrap for this morning. Good luck out there. Stay disciplined and let's make some money. Thanks for tuning in to the Morning Dose.
Happy trading, everyone. Catch you at the close.